Hundreds of British tanks and several thousand troops have pushed into the southern Iraqi city of Basra. For the past 2 weeks, British authorities say they have held off a major push into Iraq's second biggest city for military reasons in order to assess its defenses and minimize civilian casualties. The BBC's Hilary Anderson was in Basra today. Ms. Anderson, how fierce was the fighting today?
The Iraqis certainly put up some resistance, and from where I was standing on the southwest edges of the city, we saw heavy fire going out from the British forces, huge plumes of smoke rising up into the air, and the whole vision of the city was really of a horribly war-torn landscape. The whole city of Basra is enclouded, is completely covered in black, thick black smoke, a lot of this from oil fires, which the British troops believe were deliberately set by the Iraqis. What basically happened today was three battle groups from Britain's 7th Armored Brigade pushed their way far into the city, about 2 miles from the actual center of the city. They went in with force. They targeted two compounds where they thought elements of Iraq's militias loyal to Saddam Hussein were hiding out, and they pounded those places thoroughly. One of them was the University of Complex, and that was so severely damaged that it's very doubtful that anyone inside survived.
Mm-hmm. Have the British forces now taken the city completely?
I think it's too early to say that, but the situation is that there are many British troops, many British tanks, warrior armored vehicles, too, in the city, close to the city center, and remember, there are also huge numbers of British troops stationed to the north, to the west, and to the south of the city, ready for a pincer movement into the whole of Basra should they decide to do that. So it looks now as if the fall of Basra is imminent, but it's too early to say that it's already happened.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some reports that suggest the British are setting up checkpoints and bases of operation within the city. Any word that you've gotten on that?
They are setting up vehicle checkpoints inside the city. In the suburbs would be a more accurate description of where this is happening, but this is all part of a strategy to move into the city as deep as you dare, test the resistance, and pull out if you come under heavy fire, and if you don't, stay in there and consolidate your position.
What kind of response have the British forces gotten from the civilian population?
Well, from where I was standing today, a mixed response, but some cars and trucks were passing by, driving out of the city. They were smiling. Some of them were honking their horns, waving. Some of them were saying, look, we're a sovereign nation. We're worried about whether these troops are here to stay. But there was definitely also an air of happiness that this ordeal they've been going through with this battle over their heads may be coming to a close.
Yesterday, the British forces attacked and destroyed the Ba'ath Party headquarters, hoping to kill General Ali Hassan al-Majid, also known as Chemical Ali, for his use of chemical weapons. Any word on whether he was actually killed in that raid?
That is a million-dollar question, because the British troops have not found his body. They can't prove either to themselves or to anyone else that he is dead, but they believe he is because they had good intelligence. They tell us about which buildings he was in, and they thoroughly destroyed those buildings. The logical conclusion is that he's dead, but they can't prove it.
Any idea about conditions within the city for civilians? Is there a shortage of food and water? Is any humanitarian aid getting through?
Some humanitarian aid has been getting to these people in Basra throughout this whole ground war, mostly from the International Committee of the Red Cross. But as far as the actual situation goes, from what we've picked up in the last few days, talking to people walking in and out of Basra, the people who live there, what they have really been suffering from is the bombardment, and that's why they appear to be glad now that it may be coming to an end.
The BBC's Hilary Anderson speaking with us from near Basra in Iraq. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.